You are getting your man card pulled.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Got to feed that boy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Chef Andy Schultz, man, that bacon jam. I'm going to listen to that one back again. I got to make sure that I try that stuff. But speaking of a jam, I was down in New Orleans and Baton Rouge last weekend, and understand that our next guest, T-Gid, was a little under the weather, so I didn't reach out to go bother him. But he's back now, and he's feeling 100%. T-Gid, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Big Sexy? Well, we're looking for some Cajun advice on a burger and wondering what y'all do.
Well, I tell you what, my dad, he could cook a hamburger. When I was a kid growing up, it was one of my favorite things he'd throw down on the barbecue. And I don't know what was so darn special about it, but I think I'll try and break it down for you guys, and I'll try and relive the past here and just loving on it.
Let's go.
Well, okay, so, you know, it starts out with good ground meat. I mean, you got to go to your local butcher. You can't like go to the mass merchant. And, you know, back then, our family had a favorite butcher we'd go to, and it was always, you know, fresh ground meat. And he did the 80-20 blend, you know, where it has a lot of fat in it. So when you're cooking it up, you get a lot of juice in that burger. And that to me, makes a great hamburger where you don't overcook it. And that when you bite into it, you know, you got the drippings coming off the side of your mouth, you know, dripping down onto your pants and stuff like that. But I think what made it a great Cajun burger was the seasoning that he put on it. And it was just a blend of, you know, all that good stuff, paprika, some cayenne, some onion and white pepper, onion powder, you know, just that real good blend. And actually, we formulated our extra Cajun seasoning to be very similar to what I remember as a kid growing up. So if you want to check that out, go to extracajun.com. But really, the secret, and this is something that you might not be able to get up there where y'all at. It's a barbecue sauce called Jack Miller's. And it's made right here, pretty local to Lafayette, right outside Lafayette, a little town called Ville Platte, Louisiana. And it is just a very unique barbecue sauce. It's not like your Kansas City-style red sauce. It's more of like that mustard base with a little fresh onions chopped up in it. It's just a really unique blend and flavor profile that you get on a hamburger. And, man, let me tell you, you put that between two slices of Evangeline-made bread. I know hamburger buns. We use Evangeline-made sliced bread, white bread, and some mayonnaise and some mustard and some ketchup and, whew, maybe a little slice of cheese on that. And, dude, you're in heaven.
So T-Gid, is it Jack Miller's barbecue sauce or their Cajun dip?
No, it's Jack Miller's barbecue sauce.
All right.
Cajun dip is probably something that they make for like when you're eating crawfish, you can dip the tail in it before you put it in your mouth.
Jop's on his phone buying it right now as we speak.
it's just a smooth, I'm telling you, it's nothing like you've probably tasted before. It's a staple. We're actually shooting a show tonight on our show, Grilling with the Guru, and the whole title of the show is Traditional Cajun Barbecue. And if you don't have Jack Miller's, it's not a traditional Cajun barbecue.
Mm. Well, Jop, you better order an extra bottle.
I just ordered six 16-ounce bottles. Hey, man, when somebody I respect so much tells me about something good like that, we're going to try it.
Well, that's how we ended up with the swamp dust.
Right, exactly.
That's some potent stuff. Yeah. That's got a kick to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, you can use that Jack Miller's on chicken. You know, we use it on barbecue chicken. Now, you want to thin it out. You get it in the bottle, and you pour it. It's going to be thick, 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 you know. So just pour it in a little saucepan, and you can add beer. Some people put beer in there. Some people put Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper to thin it out. some people actually put a little bit of more vegetable oil in the actual sauce and thin it out. And just heat it up, and it'll kind of thin out. And then you use it, you just mop it on. And we would do that on chicken, pork steaks, hamburgers, patties, you know, pretty much everything that's on the grill, your traditional barbecue. And it just, like I said, very unique flavor, smooth. You know, the chunks of onion that are in there just kind of make it up. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Mm. Sounds awesome. Gosh, I'm just so hungry after talking to you every time. I'm looking forward to trying your hot sauce. That just sounds fantastic.
We're gonna get you some up, man.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and that wouldn't hurt either. Right before you put that between the slices of bread, shoot you a couple of jabs of that Gator Mojo on there if you like it a little bit spicy, a little zesty.
So you're just using bread for your bun.
Yeah, man, when I was growing up, we didn't have hamburger buns. I mean, we did. It's not like they didn't make them, but we have a local bread company called Evangeline Made Bread. It's right here in downtown Lafayette, Louisiana. It is the best white bread you've ever had, the most moist, the most soft bread you've ever tasted. It's almost like heavenly. And we would have a stack of that, and that's what we would put between our between the patties, you know.
Huh.
We sandwich that with that, and
so you're cooking on a Cajun grill, no doubt. So when you're forming those patties, tell me how you like that end product and what you start with.
Yeah, I mean, I like a big patty. I don't like to skimp on the size of my patty. I mean, When I'm making it, it's probably like a half to a three-quarter pound patty because, I mean, when you start with something that big, it's going to render down. You know, you're gonna end up with something you're going to lose about 30% because of the fat and by the time it's cooked. And I don't like to overcook my patty. You know, I mean, an instant read, quick read thermometer is essential to know, you know, what the done temperature is. And I like mine like a medium rare. I like mine about 130, 135.
We use our thermopens cooking everything except maybe ribs. But the thermopen's a great tool.
Yeah. I mean, some people say, you know, when you're cooking your hamburger patty and when the liquid coming out of the patty turns clear, then it's done. Well, I mean, yeah.
That's overdone.
It might be overdone by that point.
Yeah.
You know, so I like mine about 130. When I bite into it, I like it a little pink in the middle.
Yeah,
you know, so.
A lot. Yep. That's why you got to get the good beef. Okay. So, I guess
you know they got that old thing where you put a little dimple in the middle and it prevents it from shrinking.
Yeah,
like that's hogwash, boy. That don't work like that.
So where can our listeners find your show?
They can go to KDCG.com. It's a TV station. KD, like Keith Dumb, Cajun.
oh, man.
KDCG. And
that's Kilo and Delta Golf Charlie.
Yeah, right. give them the call tags, bro.
Right.
So, yeah, and you'll see On Demand at the top of the page, and you just pull down that. Now, they got a lot of shows, but you'll see Grilling with the Guru.
We'll get a link on our website. We're going to put a link on our website. And I also want to remind folks that right now you're listening to the network portion of our show, and we go on local after this. But for all our network listeners out there, we're all over the place in podcast. If you go to thegrillingguys.com. And we'll send it right to your iPhone if you just go to your Apple Podcast app or whoever you get your apps from. Punch in The Grilling Guys. Do you send your show out in a podcast as well?
No, they haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I mean, we've been doing it for 10 years. We're Cajun.
Okay.
We're slow to learn.
That's okay.
You know?
That's okay. Al Gore hasn't visited Louisiana. So we're also around Michigan and different stations like in our state capital, Lansing, Michigan, WJIM, and in the home of our alma mater, Fair State, Big Rapids, we're on WBRN, and that's my home country up there. And you ever come up here, I'll take you up there.
I can't wait. I got to get up there, man. I got
to
go.
All right, brother. We're listening to the Grilling Guys. Thank you so much from the Big Sexy down near the Big Easy. And that's T. Gidd, our board of directors, one of our founding members.
Love you guys. You guys be good.
All right.
Love you too, brother.
Make sure to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood because, trust me, spring is coming, and you're going to want to get involved. So thanks for listening to Grilling Guys, and we'll talk with you next week.
And if you hit thegrillingguys.com, look over at our sponsors on the right. Support those folks. See ya.